And with the midterms now less than a month away, have most of Michigan residents made up their minds? Recent polling shows that Governor Whitmer has maintained her lead against her challenger, Republican Tudor Dixon, but that lead has diminished. Bernie Porn from Epic MRA has said that many people still don't know much about Tudor Dixon, so we here at WWJ want to make sure that our listeners are informed on all the candidates, and Ms. Dixon is joining us live. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so first of all, tell us about your platform. The economy and inflation are the most important issue for voters right now. What one or two things would you do as governor starting next year to help residents?
Well, definitely with the economy, we want to make sure that we are reducing regulations by 40% to get businesses back here, to partner with businesses and create more jobs in the state of Michigan. And then personally, we want to make sure that we're getting money back into the pockets of the people. So there's a few different ways to look at that. Right now, certainly it would be a gas tax holiday. We have a tax surplus, and we need to make sure that we're getting money back into the pockets of the people, especially when you're seeing the highest gas prices almost in the nation in the state of Michigan. But also, we've seen that there's been opportunity to reduce the personal income tax, to get that money back into the pockets of the people. That's been offered to the governor two different times. Both times have been vetoed. We want to make sure we are reducing the personal income tax and getting money back into your pocket.
And you said that those two proposals have been vetoed. In your opinion, why do you think that they were vetoed, and what was the governor's what was her reasoning behind it?
Well, we've asked her several times. I asked her at the debate. We didn't get a response back on why she would veto that, why she vetoed relief for seniors, why she vetoed the child tax credit that was offered by the legislature to make sure that every family was getting $500 back for each child. We don't have a really good answer from the governor as to why she's been vetoing help for families and putting money back into the pockets of people in the state.
So moving on to the pandemic now, hindsight, obviously 2020, and this came up in the debate as well. What would you have done differently during the lockdowns?
We definitely would have wanted to see the governor, and I would have worked with the experts. We had experts in the medical field. We had experts in nursing homes come to her and say, please make sure you have the therapeutics. Make sure that you are not putting nursing home patients, COVID positive patients into nursing homes. We saw other states opening schools earlier. The governors there were saying, we're seeing a significant amount of learning loss, developmental delays. We need to make sure that the cure is not worse than the disease, but in Michigan, that kids continued to be locked down. And restaurants went to her and said, please let us open. We know how to do this safely. We saw other states opening, and we knew they could do it safely, but our restaurants were closed longer than any other state. We ended up losing 3,000 restaurants in that time. There were multiple times when she could have worked with the legislature. She blocked the legislature and clearly feels that that is still the right thing to do after we saw her veto yesterday, trying to hone in executive orders and saying, you know, after 28 days, you have to work with the legislature. She vetoed that again, obviously believing that the power of the governor should supersede the other two branches of government.
Well, you mentioned yesterday, so I have to bring up what she announced yesterday, her Public Safety Academy Assistance Program. She says that would allot $30 million in funding for police recruitment and retention. The issue of defunding the police came up at the debate as well. What do you think of the plan that she released yesterday, and how would yours be different?
Well, we've already released our plan, which would be $1 billion into policing to make sure we're recruiting and retaining police, making up for the fact that we've had 4 years of discussions of defund the police. And I think that honestly, the governor is a little too late. We're talking about a month, less than a month. We're 22 days before an election when she signs this, saying that she's now going to fund the police. Her record shows that early on in her administration, she decided to come out and defund secondary road patrols. This is why we have more than two dozen sheriffs that have come out and said, we support Tudor Dixon because we know she's going to take care of the police and she's not going to turn her back on the police like we've seen for the last 4 years. So when you come out and you start suddenly signing bills and hearing that your opponent is talking about putting money into the police, and that's when you decide that you are also going to put money into the police, then that, like I said, it's just a little too late.
Okay, so, and you, now you brought up the roads as well, and you talked about police patrols, but I want to talk about construction, because that was a big thing about the governor's campaign back in 2018. We haven't seen too much improvement, a lot of that pandemic-related, obviously, but is too much being spent on road construction, and should the formula for road funding be changed?
We need to make sure that we're expanding our road contracts, that we're bringing more road contractors into the fold. In fact, when the governor was running, she went into the city of Detroit and she told those road contractors that she would increase their road contracts to more than 2%, and she hasn't. She's making promises to voters to try to get them just before an election and not actually bringing them in, and ultimately costing the voters because we're not using local products. The road funding has never been fixed. She was offered money from the legislature, which she vetoed. This, all of her plans for the roads, even though she stood on that stage 4 years ago and said it was not to increase taxes, she then tried to pass a 45-cent gas tax increase. We'd be paying over $5 a gallon right now if she had her way. The problem with that is it just goes to show how she's governed the entire time. She came out and ran. Her main platform was fixing the roads. She never had a plan, and now she's saying, well, the truth is that no governor could fix the roads by themselves. There couldn't have been a fix in one term. It's not even going to be fixed in the next term. It's going to have to be an ongoing plan. And obviously, the roads are always going to have to be worked on. But that was her platform, was to fix the problems that we see locally. She's fixing highways and telling you there's orange barrels everywhere. We're talking about the roads that you drive from your house to work every day. And those roads are still causing people $5,000 worth of damage a year in their car.
Okay, we are speaking with Republican gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon. I do want to ask you one question, one further question. There are commercials that are running right now where you say you are against abortion in any situation. But at the debate, you did change your stance on that, which some would call flip-flopping. Could you speak to what appears to be a change in your stance on abortion?
Oh, that's a manipulation of video. I have never changed my stance on abortion. I have always said that I am pro-life with exceptions for life of the mother. The fact that they can change video and then manipulate who you are is disturbing, but that's the name of the game. When you don't have a platform to run on, you go low. We also know that abortion is not going to be decided by the governor in this race, even though the governor continues to run on that as her only platform. We know that it's on the ballot. We know that a judge has already decided. My personal opinion on abortion is not what is out there in this race right now. What people are going to be deciding on is whether or not they're going to get money back in their pockets, whether or not they're going to be able to afford gas and groceries, whether or not their kids are going to be able to ride their bike safely in the street, and whether or not their children are going to be able to read or be kept in failing schools.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All right. And we should let you know that we have made a call into the governor's office, Governor Whitmer's office, for an interview. We'd like to question her as well. And we are still waiting to hear back from her campaign.